I can tell you, I didn't know. Having read about it, and I read about the peace camp they had and everything, so uh-huh. I can remember very clearly the vision, my mental vision, what I thought it was. So I envisioned a little two-lane dirt road, and somewhere off of this two-lane dirt road, there was this little tent set up with maybe a little shack, and that was the peace camp.
Uh-huh.
So when I actually saw it, it was something a little bit different.
Right.
I was surprised how close to the major highway it was, surprised how close the gates were, and the town of Mercury being there.
Right.
So when I first saw the tent site, it was 89.
Okay.
So I came out here to live with it, to join the Franciscans out here on the West Coast, and I had my candidacy year here.
Oh, wow.
So I was here from 89-90. So I came for a come and see for 2 weeks in June of 1989. And Father Louis was here. Father Lon Richard, who you may have come across in his name, mm-hmm. the French Franciscan, yep. was living here. And I had known him from Chicago. He had been in Chicago before he came out west. So I met him as he was leaving Chicago and coming out west.
Wow.
And so they took me out. They were excited to show me. So they had just built the, at that time, they had just put up the pens.
Yeah.
Because they had discontinued sending people to Tonopah and Beatty by that time.
Okay.
And they had just done the action, I think, earlier that year where they had gone to the Mercury. They did the walk in the Mercury.
Where they took to the old church?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah. So they were telling me about this, and it was actually one of the guys that was a part of that project was there with Louis and Alon telling the story as they were recollecting it. And we climbed up Pagoda Hill. As I remember, we climbed up Pagoda Hill together.
Yeah, describe a little bit where that is.
It would be to, if you, you know, it's across the highway from the gate of the test site, and it would be to the north, on the northern edge of where the peace camp had been set up. And it's they've got two large piles of rocks up there, and they were built. They were there already when I was there in 89, so sometime in the 80s probably they were